Unit 15, page 77. The Silver Circle. They can't escape.
Oh, Trojan, I'm so tired, said Charon.
We mustn't stop here, said Trojan. But when we reach Mellowdale, you'll sleep in a bed at the palace.
Charon felt the silver circle on her arm, and she followed Trojan. They walked quickly, but after a few minutes, Trojan stopped and listened. Someone was coming down the passage towards them.
They're coming, he said.
Charon could hear voices and the sound of heavy feet on the stone floor. They couldn't hide. The passage was too small. And they couldn't go back to the burning cave.
Don't take the bracelet off, Charon, said Trojan.
The voices were nearer now. It was impossible to escape. A group of soldiers came out of the darkness in front of them. One of the soldiers spoke.
Trojan of Mellowdale, he said, and his strange friend.
He looked at Charon, and his cold eyes frightened her.
Lord Borgon's waiting for you both. When you see him, you'll be able to give him your present.
Charon thought he was going to take the bracelet from her, but he didn't move. He spoke again.
And you'll be able to see your friends in the glass wall.
But Charon didn't hear him. She suddenly felt very strange. Her eyes closed, and she fell onto the cold stone floor.